More questions right now are going to make me not do parsha. So I don't want to hold you guys too far. Rabbi Isai, I bumped into a Chassam Sofer that was on my mind, but his drasha, I wasn't aware of the Chassam Sofer, but I'd like to share with you his pshat. The pasuk says in this week's parasha, Im kesef talves ami es ha'ani imach loisiyah loikenoisha loisesimun alov nefesh. Torah tells us if you lend to a destitute individual, don't treat him difficultly, Rashi says. It's a very interesting language, im kesef talva. Chazal tell us that this is not optional, it's not if, it should be when. Aye, so then why did the Torah say Balashon im? If it should be when and not if? I in the Maral Gurari, it's separate shmuz, not for now. There's a reason why the Torah said it Balashon if. Maybe you shouldn't, I'll give it away, but you should look at the Maral. The Maral is telling you that even if you're commanded to do this, to give tzedakah and to take care of other individuals, it should be if. It shouldn't be because I'm commanded. It should be because I should feel it. Torah wanted to give you this commandment in a questionable way. Not because you're not mechuyev, but because genuinely I care. It's not because of the tzivui. Ayin sham namara. Im chovol tachbol salmos reyecha, sometimes you have to take a collateral. Sometimes you have to have a mashkel. Adbo ashevesh tishivenu lo. Now, says the Gemara, there are certain times that this person needs his pajamas. He needs to sleep. But there are certain times he needs his hammer during the daytime. Didn't he ask me for parsha? What's he going to use? What's he going to sleep with? He's going to cry, and I will respond. Rabbi Isai, Chassam Sofer says in Torah Moshe something incredible. The pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze in Dvarim Chof Dalet Yud Gimel talks about the same exact thing, returning a mashkon, that you should give it to him when he needs it, but it doesn't use the same exact lashon. Ba'achzaras Avot Balayla, when you're returning it back because he needs his pajamas at night, the Torah says there in Parshas Kiseitze, it says Ulecha Tietzdaka. It's a very righteous thing. It's very nice that you do that. But yet, when the Torah is telling you to give it back to him in the morning, Before I say this Chassam Sofer, I want to tell you something that Rav Yeager Shlita showed me, Rav Shiva of Shai Yashiv, that is the one time for the best of my knowledge, and you can challenge me on this, I heard this from him, that the Ktzoy Sachoshin brings down a Zoyer HaKadosh LaHalacha. Ktzoy Sachoshin is dealing with the following Shiloh. A person borrowed money. He doesn't have what to pay back. And yet, I have a pikadon from that person. And that keeping that pikadon would allow me to alleviate any issues and stop dealing with this person, and I could just hold on to it and take my payment from this and use it. Am I allowed to do that? Zoktuk Tzoy Sachoshin, quotes from Rishonim, you're allowed to do it. If he's not paying you, it's your asek, It's your halva. Take it. Exosachishin ends the piece. He says, although you're technically permitted to do that, I advise you not to do that because of the following Zoyer HaKadosh. The Zoyer HaKadosh says, there's another agreement that exists in the world with a pikadon that really the person and the entity has a taina to say, you didn't pay up your dues. You owe a lot more than what you're actually accomplishing and fulfilling. So let me just hold on to this and not give it back to you. And who is that, says the Zohar? The Rabbeinu Shalom. Biyado afkid ruchi. Ube'esi shon ve'o'ira. Every day, says the Zohar HaKadosh, what's the Rabbeinu Shalom dealing? We're not acting to the level that we're supposed to be, Rabbi Say. We're not keeping everything that we're supposed to be keeping, Rabbi Say. And yet the Rabbi Nishol Olam is a what? He has a tainas tzedek. Toisis in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayin says in the Yud Gimel Midis, when you refer to Chanun, what does that mean, says Toisis? He has all the tainas. Mitzad Adin, he is correct. And yet, Afal Pichein, the Rabbeinu Sholem grants Chanun. You look cute. Chein, you're so bechant. You see that child, you see that face. And you say, oh, there's no other word in English. You can't translate. What a bechanta kid. What Chein, that's what Chein is. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was davening in Parshas Vo'eschanan, 515 tefillas. I'm not raw, Yakarish Baruch Hu, but can you bring out that midah of Chanun? Of even though al pi tzedek, al pi din, al pi alvo, al pi choshem mishpat, al pi tainas, you are correct. Yet the Rabbeinu Shel Olam still finds chanun, still finds that bechanti element of a yid, and he says, I'm going to give it back to you every morning. And there's tchias ameisim on a daily basis. Biyodo afkid ruchi rabbi say, our neshamas are pikadoins. That's what the Ksoy says la'aloch. In Ktsoy Sachoshin, one of the commentaries on Choshen Mishpah. Rabbi Yisai Zok to Toiras Moshe. The Medrash says, Im Chovol Tachbo, Da ki Nishmosecho, Chavulo Etzli. Your Nishoma is a Chavol, is a Mashkonai by me. Kol Lailo, Vato Chayavli. And you owe me money. The Chassam Sofer doesn't quote this Ktsoy, it's the same idea. Va'ani machzir l'cho b'yoyim. And I give you another chance, and another chance, and another chance. Va'ashto, says the Chassam Sofer, now you can understand the two psukim in Parshas Kiseitzeh and Parshas Kimishpatim. Half of a fellow. Kevon she'akodesh baruch hu chanon b'mat naschinam la'achzir l'odem ashkono nishmosu uchavulo va'uvuto b'chatov va'akodesh baruch hu machzir kol yoyim. On a daily basis, when we wake up from our Shana, Rabbi Yisai, what's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam doing? Zok the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim, ki chanun oni! Even though you really should have been done, that we should have not given you back your neshama. I should have held on to the pikodin. I shouldn't have given you another chance. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam finds that ability to what? Find that chanina, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, even though the tzedek is with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So now what, says the Chassam Sofer? You're not going to be give back that mashkon in the daytime? The Rabbeinu Shalom just gave it back to you in the daytime, and you're going to be more chomer to this ani? Zok the Torah, ki chanan ani. That's the pasuk over here. The Mela Avad in the morning, I have to give him back a mashkon. The Menu Machzir of Ahoya Ki Yitzak Elai B'Shamati. And now what? When this guy's going to complain, I'm going to say, hey, this doesn't add up. You, I gave your neshama back in the morning, and now you're not going to give this pikadon back to this other guy? You're playing by different rules? What's the chassam sofer saying, Rabbi Yisai? Mamish this tzai, safi the zayar. You should be makbid about a pikadon, because the Rabbeinu Shalom also is meichel on you about his pikadon, with your life, with your chiyas. It's a new way to look at life. The pasuk in Kisetze doesn't say kichananani. Why not? It's righteous for you to do such a thing. Our pasuk that has a different maskona on returning back a mashkon b'yoyim is alluding to your entire life. Do you realize what the Rabbeinu Shalom does on a daily basis? On all of those commitments that we've made, all of those chiyuvim that we haven't accomplished, and yet the Rabbeinu Shalom grants us another day, another opportunity, a pikadon that he gives back, that he really has the right taina to hold on to. Mamish the k'tzois. You're giving back the avot b'yoyim? You're refusing to give that back? Now, b'hoyo ki yitzak elai v'chonen onim. Now you're dealing with another cheshbon. Now it doesn't make sense that I actually gave you life back this morning. Rabbi Yisai, this is a new way to look at our home Mahalach HaChaim. We can't take our life for granted. We can't take the fact that we woke up this morning for granted. It's a new approach when we have a struggle with the Yetzer Hara, with all the distractions of life. Listen to what the Chassam Sofer is teaching in this pasuk. V'hoya ki yitzak aleich kichonen oni. Yeah, we usually teach this pasuk to mean, oh yeah, the Rabbeinu Shalom will have rachmanis on those people that are destitute. That's not what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying, what is life? Life is a pikadon. The Rabbeinu Shalom, you owe the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you're not paying up. And now the Rabbeinu Shalom yet found merit, and he had rachmanis to revive you, to give you back. Shena is echad mishishim, is a shtik misa, and he revived you, and he gave you that opportunity to go weiter, to steig, to grow to the next level. And yet what? I say, poof. Take this for granted. I'm here to pursue all the other pursuits of life. I'm here to take advantage of other people, of other creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm in it for myself. I'm not in it for anyone else. That's missing what life is. That's forgetting this basic klal that you don't believe in Moida Ani. You don't believe in that statement, which we don't believe, Rabbi Yisai. We say it every day and we never actually think to contemplate what these words mean. Do we honestly believe that our lives are pikadons? Do we honestly believe that the Rabbeinu Shalom is granting us something on a daily basis in the morning? Do we honestly believe in this Ktsois and Simen Dalet and this Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer and Toras Moshe in our Parsha? That the Chassam Sofer says the Rabbeinu Shalom is saying something different about the mashkon that's given back in the morning than the mashkon that's given at night. Because this is the essence of your life. I think, Rabbi Yisai, if we somehow think about this over Shabbos, internalize what our chiyus really is, what our purpose of being on this world is really about, what is this world about? And how much we are indebted to the Kadosh Baruch Hu for everything he does for us, I think that could help us with our distractions, with a lot of our pursuits, with our chizuk in Torah and Yerushalayim and Avodas Hashem. And Emir Tz Hashem should be a source of hatzlacha, of aliyah, of bracha for the following weeks to come. Habo Aleinu L'Tayyib.